I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for August 20th, 2012, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mike Brown.
Here.
Katie Cappellini.
Here.
Doug Hainem.
Here.
Sandy Hussman.
Here.
Mark Lutke. Todd Milner.
Here.
Mary Westfall.
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our City Council meeting. There are agendas on the two side tables, if you haven't found one yet. And if we get to an item in the agenda that you wish to address council on, please raise your hand and let me know, and I will recognize you at the right time. At this point, I'd like to ask you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Hussman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That moves us up to number three, additions to the agenda, and we do have some this evening. I would like to start by adding an item 16. This will be an executive session to discuss the possible sale of real estate.
Mr. Mayor, we're going to do that at the very end, I assume?
Yes, and I'll put anything new that else that comes ahead of that.
Yep. Okay.
And we do have another one, though, that ordinance 17, or ordinance 55-2012, we'll just make that agenda item 17. It's not what's being discussed in the executive session, but may depend on what happens in that, what instructions we get in the executive session. I would also like to go back to the...
That's ordinance 55?
Yes.
2012.
You should have gotten it this evening. I would like to reorder the first page of our agenda to move agenda item 8 up to 5A, because we do have people here in the audience for that. And I also see that we have a couple of speed bump issues to talk about, and I would like to make those 5B. All right, that's the extent of my changes. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add a Committee of the Whole report on the budget meeting that was held July 31st, 2012.
We'll put that on as 14A.
That's it.
Okay. That was, which meeting was that?
7/31/12. It was the mid-year budget Parks and Forestry meeting.
Other members of council, Mrs. Cappellini.
I'd like to add a report from the Parks and Forestry Committee that happened just before this meeting.
Okay, we'll add that as 14B, then, right after the report of the earlier meeting. Yeah. Mr. Hainem.
Yes, I'd like to add a report of the Zoning Annexation Committee meeting on 7/31.
We'll make that 14C. Mr. Lukey.
Mr. Mayor, not one but two committee reports. I'd like to report on the August 10th joint meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee and the Utilities and Environment Committee on the matter of TARDA.
All right, that'll be 14D.
And then also a report on the Employee and Community Relations Committee on the discussion about the city website.
I'll make that 14E. Any other additions from members of City Council? Mr. Eichenauer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Smith?
At some point during the meeting, we should introduce our new finance director.
We'll do that right up near the top here. Okay, I'll write that down. We'll do that as 3A. Chief Protus?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Allen.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add a service director's report on construction status and various projects.
All right. Why don't we do that with your Safe Routes to School report? We'll make that 6C. Is that all right with you?
Yep, yes, that's fine.
Mr. Mo?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Some move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. We do have with us tonight, sitting right up here front and center, our new finance director, effective September the 1st. Toby, I think you've met everybody here. If not, you are coming from the city of Northwood and will be assuming responsibilities of our finance director when Mr. Smith retires. He's retiring on the last day of this month, and you're picking up the first day of the next month. And you spent your first day in, on the job today as assistant finance director, temporary position, so we have a little overlap on that job. And I've already asked you, are you coming back tomorrow, and you said yes. So that's good news. Very glad to have you, and welcome to the city of Sylvania. With that, let's move on to approval of two sets of meeting minutes. First, we had a regular meeting, our last regular meeting was on July 16th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the July 16th, 2012 meeting of the Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from July 16th, 2012 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Now from the special meeting held on July 31st.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of the Special Meeting Minutes of the July 31st, 2012 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the minutes of the special meeting of council on July 31st, 2012 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Now we'll move on to agenda item 5. Claire Proctor is here from the Sylvania Community Services and requested a chance on our agenda to give us her update on the senior center. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the good people in the audience that I have not met yet, I am the director of Sylvania Community Services, and we manage the Sylvania Senior Center. I'd like to acknowledge Mike Brown, who serves on our board of directors, and also Mark Lukey, who's been an advisor to the senior center, and to all of you who have supported the center over these years. I'm pleased to be able to give you a brief update tonight on your Sylvania Senior Center. As many of you know, the senior center is nationally accredited, part of 1% in the country that has national accreditation. We're very fortunate to be able to have that recognition of excellence. I'd like to just wow you with a few statistics of the center. The center is very highly utilized. More than 70% of Sylvania seniors or their family members have visited the center, and many have taken part in some aspect of programming. The center celebrated its 10th year in its present location. Can you believe that? 10 years ago, in March, the center on Sylvania Avenue opened. We have an average of 255 people that participate in programs and services each day. Of those people that participate each day, unique, unduplicated individuals total a little over 2,600 last year, which was a 7% gain from the prior year, so we are growing. These individuals participate in health and wellness programs, not only through health and exercise and fitness classes, but also weekly health screenings, educational seminars, which help increase their overall health and help make them less dependent on public health care dollars, which we know will continue to increase as the population increases. They participate in brain fitness activities, which helps their cognitive health, programs where they work with their hands, which helps their coordination, dexterity. They participate in computer classes and art classes, also supported programs such as our home maintenance program, which helps pair seniors with businesses in the community. We interview businesses, do background checks so that we help fight fraud amongst seniors. Some participate in our transportation program. We have daily transportation to and from the center as well as to area destinations for people that need that assistance. We have many aging resources that we offer the community, from helping people fill out HEAP applications to questions they might have about Medicare. Frequently, we get calls from family members that are looking for resources for their loved ones, and we certainly help them out. Close to 40 people a day participate in our meal program. We have hot lunch each day. Last year, a planning committee was formed to study some of the future trends, as we know that as the boomers get older, that percentage of our population is going to swell. And so we have a group of interested folks that are looking at the trends that we'll be seeing as we go along in time. We have a very active volunteer base at the Senior Center. In fact, they logged over 30,000 hours last year of volunteer time, or what would be equivalent of 14 full-time equivalent positions of people working all year long. So a very, very active volunteer base, which we're extremely grateful for. Of those volunteers, 19 of them had over 500 hours that they participated in volunteer activities for the center, which we're very, very lucky, very, very, very strong base. They help greet visitors, they work in the office, they help with fundraising activities, they help teach each other skills, they offer their expertise. And we have a participant council, which is an interested group of our senior volunteers that on an individual or on a quarterly basis have chosen to honor individuals and businesses for their leadership and collaboration with the senior citizens in the Sylvania community. This dedicated group of volunteers has chosen to honor our very own Craig Stow, Mayor, for his leadership and advocacy of senior citizens in our community. And that's really my real reason for being here tonight, so that we can honor the mayor. Craig has helped advocate for over 10 years ago for a new center in Sylvania for Sylvania seniors, as the old Burnham building was difficult for seniors to navigate. He helped raise funds for the construction of the senior center. He helped advise on the architecture. He continually offers his expertise when asked, and always, always asks our director, Julie Groff, how things are progressing and if he can contribute in any way during his frequent visits to the Sylvania Senior Center. I'd like to introduce our participant council president, Nan Troy, who will present this award to Mayor Stow.
Picture how many people used the senior center at the old Burnham building.
It was about 90 people a day.
So it's more than double.
It's more than, yes. More than
I double. Joined the ranks.
So did I.
On behalf of the participants council, I'd like to present this special leadership award to a special person, Mayor Craig Stow, and let me read. In recognition of outstanding leadership and advocacy for senior citizens in the Sylvania community, this special leadership award is given to a special person, Mayor Craig Stow, presented by the Sylvania Senior Center on August 12, 2012.
Thank you very much.
glad the senior center is as successful as it is. I was really pleased when you got that national recognition. And I'm also pleased that you passed your levy now a couple of times since you built it. And that makes all the difference in the world for the operation of that senior center. So congratulations to you for doing a good job, and the city was very happy to help. And we also twisted the state of Ohio's arms to bring in, let me think about that. We brought in about $450,000 in one grant fund and about $300,000 in another to help build that center. So it made it a lot easier on the local taxpayers because of that help from the state of Ohio. Thank you for being here.
That brings us up to added, well, no, relocated agenda item eight is now 5A. And this is to discuss the proposed ordinance 49-2012 in your council packets to approve and adopt the comprehensive market study for downtown Sylvania. I see we have some downtown business people here, but Mr. Sanford, I'd like to start with you to introduce or take us where we need to go.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. If you remember at the July 16th meeting, we talked about this and wanted to come back with, when the plan was complete, with all the graphics and things from Hogemeyer and Danielle, who's here, put this again tonight, see if there's any questions from there. And just to give you an update, one of the questions, too, that came up that we had discussed of what are we going to do with the plan? How do we evaluate our progress, and what do we do from here? I'm passing out a form from the Main Street program that they use and for the evaluations and the turn-in, and that's something that I plan on following and giving reports on a regular basis back to you. And just to see if you've got any questions, touch base on some of the things. If you remember back when we started the process and received the grant to get this, our goal was to go after the Tier 2 grant that would be at the, what you needed, a downtown plan to go after those dollars. Those were that big grant. It was about a $400,000 grant for capital improvements in your community. Maumee, for example, nearby has had three of those grants over the years. As we got into the process and things changed in Columbus, and Danielle can help explain this too, that the Tier 2 program was dropped in this year's budget. There are lobbying efforts right now to get that back in next year's budget. In fact, Danielle's part of a statewide committee working with others and to get that back in. And I've started that process, but that's something that Mayor, you and members of the council can help with, that lobbying effort, and I'll give you more information to do that. Other things that have gone on is that we are interested in is the having a an application to become a Main Street community. And there's some investment to do that. And as you remember, we looked at this before, there's other grant opportunities. When they did away with the Tier 2, they said, well, there's a Tier 3 program. It's a little different than the downtown large capital grant. There's some other ways to go after some dollars. So what I'd like to do is to come back, whether it's through Parks Committee, with the Economic Development, with a proposal of how to utilize Hogemeyer with their assistance in going after grants so we definitely use this plan. We don't want it to be, I mean, it's great information and to continue what's already started. As you stated, Mayor, there's reps here tonight from our downtown association. They've done a great job. They have really stepped up and become very self operating and taken to heart, I think, the lessons and things that Danielle has explained in the Main Street program. They're splitting in community into committees to address the different parts of the downtown plan. So I want to thank them for everything they've done so far, for all of you showing up tonight in support of that effort. That's really all I have tonight for just a quick update in that, and want to know if there's any questions.
Would you like to make any comments, Danielle, or does the document speak for itself? Very nice.
I just want to say thank you. It's been fun. So yeah, it pretty much, there really isn't anything in there that should be surprising to any of you guys. It hasn't changed, except for, you know, updating typos and things like that. So really, everything, Sharon's report, the market study, that's all still the same. It's entirely excerpted from her work. Everything else is pretty much the same. I did go through and looked for the shalls and the wills and that sort of thing, but should be no surprises, hopefully. I did want to say thank you, because it has been very fun.
Thank you. Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, before I read the ordinance, a couple of things for council to maybe focus on. First of all, we do want Bill to come back to us with a proposal on how Kogelmeyer might help us under a small contract that we might look at in the future about finding those grant opportunities other than the Tier 2. I think we have a great tool here, and we want to be able to go forward and take advantage of that by looking at those grant opportunities. The second, any of us who have an opportunity to visit with either Senator Wagner or Representative Sears should encourage them to support the reinstitution of Tier 2. They need to hear from us individually as well as council that this is important for Sylvania, critically important to our downtown. So that one-on-one discussion might be very helpful. So that said, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 49-2012. Council members have been given copies previously, so therefore I'll read by title only. An ordinance approving and adopting the City of Sylvania's comprehensive downtown market strategy, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 49-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 49-2012.
Second.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hainer.
Yes, I would really like our minutes to reflect the fact that we pursued this with the anticipation of applying for a $400,000 Tier 2 grant. I think that ought to be reflected in the record of
good
council.
Idea.
And that's my comment and request for our minutes.
I agree, and hope, I think the clerk's writing it in right now.
Thank you.
Certainly. So it's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 49-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 49-2012 is approved. Thanks to all of you for helping us with this process, but we need your help moving forward also to make it more than just a study that sits on the shelf. Bill's assigned to do that, but he needs your help as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Now we'll move on to added agenda item 5B, which was memos that you received tonight from the service director concerning a request for adding speed humps on Maple or Orvieto. Mr. Aller, can you address these with us?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The first memo that I'll review is the memo for Maple Drive speed hump petition. There were four criteria established in considering speed humps in the City of Sylvania. Three of the four criteria were met on Maple Drive. A special note is to take a look at item three there. The first study period was during the St. Joe's Festival. And you can see the traffic count is quite excessive at over 3,100 vehicles per day. And then the second study period was while school was in session. It was during the last week of school, and the vehicle count is at almost 1,500 vehicles per day. per day, 1,490. The criteria that was not met is existence of a speeding problem. That is defined in the criteria as the 85th percentile speed for the street to be 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, which means that 85% of the vehicles that travel that street are driving slower than 30, in this case, 35 miles per hour, because it's a 25 miles per hour speed limit. The 85th percentile speed for the street is actually 31 miles per hour, slightly less than the 35, so that criteria was not met. A couple items of note for Maple Drive is that the Maple Drive did have speed humps prior to the resurfacing project that was done on the street. And as a city policy, when a street is either resurfaced or reconstructed, they are not automatically put back. The homeowners need to repetition for them to be replaced. The traffic volume, I think, does indicate that the street's being used as a cut-through. Even with the traffic count, it still shows that it doesn't have a speeding problem as established by the criteria. And taking a look at the results of the data that was collected, taking into account that the street previously had speed humps, 81%, a strong majority of the current homeowners are in favor of having the speed humps replaced. It is our recommendation that speed humps be installed on Maple Drive. Would you like me to cover the other street?
No, let's talk about Maple.
And okay.
I believe some history here might be in order. When the city first established speed hump legislation, we could put these on streets, I believe Maple was one of the earliest streets to get them. And they've been there all along. However, when the street was rebuilt, we did not receive a petition to put them back in, and some streets have not wanted to put back in. But Maple now has turned in that petition. Of more importance is that when they were first put in on Maple, they were not over on Silica. Silica is really the main street of the two. And there were petitions that came out of both city and township residents. One side, the east side is city, the west side is township, and those were put in. And then they were put back in unilaterally by the township after Silica was rebuilt. We didn't even know they were going to put them in. They just went back and put them in, and they're pretty good speed humps over there. So I concur with the service director that the speed humps on the one road pushes traffic to the other, and it's appropriate to preserve the safety on Maple that those speed humps be reinstalled. And that's why, after discussion with the service director, we decided to go past the four criteria and recommend to you that we get those back in on Maple because of their existence in the parallel road there on Silica. So that's our recommendation, but these do take your vote to put them in. Mr. Milner.
Mr. Mayor, based upon the report from the Director of Public Service and our Director of Public Safety, and based upon the fact that Maple Drive does have three out of the four criteria have been met, and that since they also previously had speed humps, and because of the problems that you mentioned with Silica, with the humps over there and making Maple a cut-through street, I move that speed humps be reinstalled on Maple Drive.
Second.
All right. Yeah, the law director has told me that we need to prepare legislation to do that, so can we make your motion? Mm-hmm.
To prepare legislation mm-hmm. so the speed humps be reinstalled on Maple Drive.
Okay, so are we saying as a council that the speed criteria no longer needs to be met? That's what we're saying. Right?
If I might, at the time that the criteria was established by city council a number of years ago, laying out these criteria, There is a provision in it that city council has the ultimate say as to whether or not the pumps go in. I don't have that criteria with us. I can bring it back for the legislation when we actually produce it, but it, there have been examples where not all of the criteria were met, and yet council chose to put them in anyway. But to answer your question, they said speed, you're right on where it is. I'm just saying in the past, council has chosen to consider the criteria, but not hold to it on every one of the precepts. So I just lay that out to you and...
I forget, didn't we used to, and I don't know, maybe we still do, when we get these petitions, do we send out cards and we get them back? And this is 81% of the cards got returned? Okay.
81% of the cards got returned in the positive.
Right, that's what I meant. Okay, thank you. I'd love to see the policy.
Yeah, we'll bring that with the ordinance.
Any folks from Maple would like to speak? Either way, you're welcome to come up to the podium. Tell us who you are and what your address is.
Dan Oberle from 5114 Maple Drive. And I just wanted to give you a little history to understand a little bit more about speed bumps. We were here several years ago when they closed off the metals, and we knew that that was going to increase our volume. We can handle the volume. It's the speed that is actually the problem. One of the things that was told to us at that time is, well, you have the speed bumps, so it shouldn't be a problem. And you're right. The volume increased. The speed was under control. And we felt safe with that. When we had the revisions to the street, we got a lot of speed. You know, I know the average speed is 6 over something. We're not concerned about the average speed. If everyone drove 6 miles an hour over, we'd be fine. It's the people that are going down that street at 50, 60 miles an hour, and that might be the 15%, the 10%, the 5%. Those are the people that are putting our children in danger. We had a couple people that were drag racing on our street the other night. It's a short street, and so they have a short distance to go, and they don't see our kids when they're getting in their cars parking the streets, and it puts those kids in danger. We had a Toledo Edison person who was hit by a car a couple weeks ago. So, you know, we do not have a high percentage of high speed, but we do have a smaller percentage of people that are going very fast, and that's a danger. It puts us in danger when we're trying to get out of our driveways. It puts us in danger when our kids are going out by the streets. So,
thank you.
Good evening, Council. Thank you for letting me speak. My name is Tim Sarver. I live at 5055 Maple Drive. As a matter of fact, we did petition when the road got first baked, but we were turned down because we didn't hit enough people sending their cards back, unfortunately. But yes, there are very many people that do 30, 31, which is fine, like Pete said. But, you know, when you're standing out next to the street and somebody leans by you at 50 miles an hour, I guarantee if it was on your street, you wouldn't like it either. So I'm really glad that you are going to motion to put these speed bumps back in. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. The law director said we need to come back with an ordinance, which we'll do at our first meeting in September, which is on September the 4th. Mr. Aller, when did you think you could have these speed humps in? I think we had 2 on your street before, didn't we? Yeah.
We'll be looking, the preliminary layout that we put together this time is because of the length of the street is for 3 speed humps, and our staff will be prepared to move as soon as legislation is passed.
Okay.
Do you need a
We do. The motion's still sitting there. We were discussing. If we're ready, there was a motion and a second to prepare legislation to install speed humps on Maple Drive. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we'll get the legislation for that. Now, Mr. Aller, let's move on to the other petition report you have here for Orvieto.
Orvieto Drive,
Thanks for coming in, folks.
Thank you.
The petition for Orvieto Drive met 2 of the 4 criteria. 85% of the residents signed the petition at 6 of 7, a very short section of the street. 6 of the 7 returned it. The average daily traffic was not met. The criteria is above 1,000 vehicles per day. The average daily traffic in that area was 766. looking at the number of lots, number of homes in that area, the 766 would show that it's local traffic, that is the residents of the community, of that area of the community that are using the street, not a cut-through situation. The 85th percentile speed was 24 miles per hour, actually less than the posted speed limit. Again, it does not show that we have a excessive speeding problem. Section of street is only 460 feet long. That's a short section for speed humps. It would only require one if one was put in. And that short of a section, you would not put them in unless you do have an excessive speeding problem. And the criteria, or the data just doesn't show that we have that. Considering the information that we have here, it is our recommendation that speed humps not install on Oakdale Drive.
This is interesting. The 85th percentile is actually 24 miles an hour.
Yes.
Under the speed limit. All right.
Question, is this the block that's been here before replacing speed humps? This is...
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead. This seems real familiar.
Yes, this was the section where we had a homeowner request speed humps. It was prior to the reconstruction of that area of the streets, and so we delayed doing any study or anything of that nature until construction was complete, and then we collected data for it.
All right, Mr. Miller, we probably need a motion to deny this petition based on the service director's recommendation, or however you want to base it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Based upon the report by the Director of Public Service and the Director of Public Safety, and based upon the recommendation, I would like to move that speed humps not be installed at this time on Orvieto Drive.
Second. I moved and seconded not to install the speed humps on Orvieto because they did not meet the four criteria and the service director's recommendation. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, that takes us up to agenda item 6, safe routes to school. We do have a report from the service director in here about those bids. If you recall, this is the second time we bid this. The first time the bids came in much higher, but we were more successful this time. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, this time we received bids on August 15th, and we had three bidders submit bids, the summary of which has been supplied to everybody. The low bid, low and best bid, was provided by Midwest Contracting Incorporated. Their bid was $212,662.20. The engineer's estimate for the project was $210,000, so they were slightly over the estimate. However, in discussion with them, they are comfortable with their bid. I am comfortable with their bid. They're a good company. I've worked with them several times in the past. They are currently on our salt storage facility project as well, and I would recommend awarding the bid to Midwest Contracting.
Couple of questions, Mr. Allard. First, about Midwest Contracting, I know them as a building contractor, not necessarily a road contractor. Does your experience include similar work with them, or at least highway work?
They will be subcontracting the electrical portions of the contract, and likely subcontracting the handicap accessible ramps that are required on the project. Other than that, the remaining work, they will be able to perform themselves.
All right. Comfortable with that. That sounds fine.
I should know also, Mr. Mayor, perhaps you were going to, but the majority of this, we do have ODOT funds for this project. It is $202,000 And I apologize, Matt, if that number, $202,000 and change in ODOT funds towards this project. So the, you know, the large majority of the project is being covered with ODOT funds.
And I would like that to be reflected in the minutes.
All right, you did have a revised ordinance. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one. No revised ordinance on that one. We have ordinance 47-2012 in your council packets, and if you're ready to proceed with that, I'll call upon Mr. Melton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 47-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the bid of Midwest Contracting Incorporated and awarding the contract for the Safe Routes to Schools Project to Sam, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $212,662.20, noting that about $202,000 of this comes from a ODOT grant, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 47-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 47-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 47-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 47-2012 is approved. I see we have a scout in the back row. What scout troop are you worth?
ADA.
I'm sorry?
ADA.
Okay, ADA. Typically, I would explain to you why we take two votes on things. The original city charter required that the ordinance be read in its entirety three times. And because everybody has access to it on either a paper copy or online, we're now allowed to take a vote, a first vote, which waives that read by three times, and we just read, waive the second and third readings and read it by title only. And then the second vote is to pass it as an emergency measure, which means we have a supermajority of council, five votes or more, to pass it. So we can pass it in one council meeting instead of the three meetings it would take to do it with just four votes. So that's a little different procedure than you might find in some city councils, but that's how our charter has us do it. So I'm glad you're here tonight.
Thank you.
Is Troop 88 out of particular school?
Love the sacrament.
Okay, welcome. All right, let's go to added agenda item then 6C, which is a status report from the service director on other construction projects. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Some projects have not been discussed for a while, and I was requested to give an update of their status. And the first project that I'd like to talk about is our streetlight replacement. The poles and fixtures were supposed to be in. The original date that we had been given was August 13th. The fixtures have been pushed back to actually today, which I don't believe they arrived, so I will check on the updated delivery date. And then the poles were indicated to be delivered on August 28th. I have talked with the contractor that we plan to use to install the poles and fixtures and have asked them to have staff available immediately as soon as those poles come in. And they have indicated that they will try to free up at least one crew and start the project and then possible others and get them installed faster. The elevated tank, we have poured the sample panel that will be used as the guide to compare quality against as we go along. That was poured last week and approved. It was a very good panel. The contractor joked that they should have done a little poor job so that they weren't held to that standard the whole time. But it's a very good panel. They plan to make the first section for either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure if they got it done today or not, but today or tomorrow will be the first pour. And then every, they will pour a section, pull the forms, and move the forms up the next day. The following day, pour that section. The following day, pull the forms and move them up. So every other day, there will be another section, concrete section poured, and that tank will move fairly quickly from that point on. That will go quickly, and then we will hit another slow period, because then it becomes the tank construction and bringing in sections of steel and things of that nature and constructing it on the ground. So then that slows things down. And then we lose, because of Ohio weather, we lose 6 months on the painting operation, and then that will take place and it will be completed. They're still on schedule to be completed and in operation by November of 2013. That's still the goal, that's still attainable, and so that project is on course.
Tom, I have a quick question. I drove by there and there's the column that's going, is that the fill column that the water is going to fill into the tank?
Yeah.
And I guess my question was, how much higher would the tower be than that tube that's going up right now?
The bowl of the tank will set right on that tube.
Okay.
Yeah, the bowl of the tank. So, and the tank, I believe, is approximately 42 feet. So that gives you the bottom of the bowl will be setting on that tube, and then the tank will extend another 42 feet from that.
You know, could you...
About 100 feet.
Okay, so it goes up just about 40% higher than that. Post is right now.
Yes.
Yeah, if you drive by there, you can see what the relatively what the height is going to be of that water tower now. And what I noticed that actually the trees hid what's there right now, you know, with leaves on the trees. I almost didn't recognize what it was until I looked and saw what it was. So I'm happy with the placement of the water tower.
The final project is the salt storage facility. We ran into a couple things on the project, the most recent being the rock elevation was a little higher than where the borings that we had taken. The rock elevation in one corner of the building was approximately 6 inches higher than the rock cores that we had taken. That caused us to have to go back and make sure that our foundation design was going to be sufficient to support the superstructure on top. And so that took a little bit of time. That project's now back on course. They poured controlled density fill for the foundation to sit on. It's more commonly known as K-Cree. And they poured that today. And they should be able to begin on the foundation, possibly some work even as early as tomorrow, and if not, then Wednesday. And then that facility will be under construction. They can look at their original construction schedule, and starting from this point moving forward, it looks like approximately October 15th, mid-October, is what we'll be looking at for a completion date on that project. And unless anybody has any other questions, Mr. Mayor, that.
Thank you. We'll get back on our agenda here, then we'll move on to agenda item 7. This is the one where you've been distributed a revised ordinance, and it's ordinance 48-2012. This has to do with our agreement with the Sylvania School District for school resource officers. This was discussed in an earlier committee of the whole meeting as a possibility. Could we get the schools to help out more with the cost of the school resource officers as school districts are in the area? And this was worked with Mr. Sanford and Mr. Lukey, and I'm sure others, to get the school board to agree to pay 75% of the school resource officers for this coming school year, and then to assume 100% of their school resource officers' costs from there forward. That's a great deal for us. We get to have an officer remain in those buildings. The schools have recognized how important that officer is to them and will carry the load. Now, that's not paying that officer's full salary for the year, but for the hours he's in the school building, which I believe amounts to about half of a total salary, Chief?
Yes, it does.
And the school board has voted and approved this agreement?
As of talking with Dr. Rieger Friday, he said it was okay to go ahead and present this to council, that they're in agreement, and he was going to sign the agreement and return it to me.
Okay.
So.
So it may not go to the board for specific vote?
So.
Okay, very good. Again, we need to pass revised Agenda Item 7, Ordinance 48-2012. Probably Mrs. Westfall is Chairman Safety.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to just echo your comments and thank the administration and Chief Rodas and Bill for moving this forward. It seems to be definitely moving in a positive direction, and thank you for your hard work in this effort. That being said, I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 48-2012. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, to enter into an agreement with the Sylvania School District for school resource officers, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 48-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And it was Chief Rodas that carried this to Dr. Rieger and was out front. He got some lobbying help along the way, but he was the one that went and took the heat. So we appreciate that. Is there a motion for final approval?
So moved. I move that final approval for Ordinance Number 48-2012.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 48-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 48-2012 is approved. Agenda Item 8 has already been covered earlier in the meeting, so we'll move on to Agenda Item 9, which is Proposed Ordinance 50-2012, entering an agreement with Lucas County for the Suburban Court Services Program. Mr. Moe.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, as you can tell by the introduction to the ordinance, this is effectively becoming a housekeeping matter. The services that are provided to the court and to our prosecutor's office are substantial for the amount of money that that we are contributing to the total cost. That person is there every day providing needed assistance to victims and is really an integral part of how our prosecutor's office operates. I've had the chance in the last year or so to spend more time over there and have seen the activities that that service provides to us and to the community as a whole. Also, the price has not changed in many, many years. They effectively have frozen it in part because the city has taken that office inside of our prosecutor's office, so there's no external expenses that we would have to contribute. It shouldn't be somewhere else. So it'd be my recommendation that we approve this contract again for another year.
Questions? If not, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 50-2012. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement on behalf of the city of Sylvania between the city of Sylvania and the board of Lucas County Commissioners for the Suburban Court Services Program, agreeing to participate in funding a portion of the local share for suburban court services, appropriating $25,000, therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 50-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 50-2012.
Second. And moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 50-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 50-2012 is approved. Agenda Item 10 is Proposed Ordinance 51-2012. This is to enter into a customer supply agreement with DPL Energy Resources Incorporated for the provision of electrical energy to municipal consumers within the city of Sylvania.
Mr. Mayor, I have to recuse myself from this item as the, as DP&L is a client of the firm that I'm otherwise employed with.
Okay, we'll need a motion to do that.
Mr. Mayor, I move that Mr. Hanum be allowed to push away from the table due to a conflict of interest.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and let the record show that Mr. Hanum is pushed back from the table due to a conflict of interest on this item. I would like, I believe, Mr. Moan, you have some background information on this one.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of council. I apologize for not having some handouts to give to you tonight to help supplement this particular ordinance. I received the handouts or some of the printouts from our consultant, Palmer Energy, around 5 o'clock this evening, and I was trying to download those from my iPhone to the police chief's computer, and we were unsuccessful in doing a completed download. So that's perhaps why I was partially not at the earlier meeting. But if you would indulge, I would just bring to your attention that we've engaged the services of Palmer Energy for a number of years as the representative for not only our aggregate group, NOAC group, which deals with getting discounted power for our residential customers. We also have used them for our commercial customers, and we also have the opportunity to have them assist us in providing consulting services to find discounted power for the city of Sylvania's specific power users. And in that regard, we have asked Palmer Energy to check to find, go out to bid effectively for discounted power for some of our major energy users in the city. And they did that back, and I received a report, which if anyone wishes to wish, it's right here, but it was on July 16th, Palmer Energy reported to us that they went out to seek bidding for discounted power for our major users, and perhaps Kevin can fill us in on what some of those are for the city. But we contacted four different entities: MidAmerican Energy, which could provide no savings over the rate that we were paying with First Energy; Dayton Power and Light (DPL) provided a savings of $1,600 a month; AEP was able to give us no additional savings; First Energy Solutions gave a proposal that could save $925 a month. Clearly, DPL was the clear winner on being able to provide us this power. Over a 20-month term, which this agreement will be for, would save us approximately $32,000 on our power uses. Trying to put together an idea of what our major power bills are for some of those utility users in our city, it's about $185,000 a year, plus or minus, and so it's a substantial savings off of our power for those high users. And it'd be our recommendation to authorize the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement for a 20-month term at these discounted rates. The rates are good through tomorrow. Otherwise, because the question was asked whether we could defer it, we could, but I think the rates are appropriate for us, and we'll have a chance to revisit this again at the end of this term. Yes.
Mr. Moan, I think it's important to note, based upon the storms that we've had this past year, that Toledo Edison would still continue to maintain the poles and the power lines in the event of an outage. Is that correct?
This is for the power. This is the savings on the power. So that's correct. Similarly, we have First Energy is our power supplier to our region, although we use First Energy services for our discounted power for a lot of our customers. So the maintaining of the lines and all of that is a separate situation. and that would not change.
And Mr. Aller, what are our big power users that'll be taking advantage of this?
Our main power users are the water pump station, and our two sanitary sewer pump stations, the main station at Monroe and the interstate, and then our Slovenia pump station.
Just to clarify, all these savings are for municipal installations. They're not for private customers in Slovenia. They're for the city's facilities.
And the reason we're getting such a discount is because of the tremendous juice that's required to make those run. Again, the economies are there.
We've been pumping a lot of water up into the water tower. Okay, this seems pretty clear to me. It says it on here, it's 20 months.
Yes, that's correct. It's a 20-month agreement.
Okay. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 51-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a customer supply agreement with DPL Energy Resources Incorporated for the provision of electric energy to the municipal customers within the city of Slovenia, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 51-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 51-2012.
Second. It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 51-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 51-2012 is approved. Moving along to agenda item.
Record. I'm back.
Let the record show that Mr. Hanem has rejoined the table now that we are finished with agenda item 10. Moving on to agenda item 11. These are three annual assessing ordinances for street lighting, ditch maintenance, and tree maintenance. I believe Mrs. Lindner prepares these and she has notes on each one of the ordinances you received in your council packets that the numbers would be supplied at the meeting. And she has distributed those to you in a memo tonight if you'd like to fill those in. The first one is for street lighting and her number on that is $391,276.64. Very precise. And we will have three different committee chairmen read these. For street lighting, I'm going to turn to Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just getting this number down first. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 52-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies. I'll read by title only. Ordinance approving the assessments heretofore authorized by resolution number 8-2012 for street lighting, levying said assessments in the amount of $391,276.64, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 52-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mrs. Lindner, this is the same cost per foot or per light pole as previous years.
Yes.
The assessment rate has not changed.
No.
Has the assessment overall gone up? Are there more light poles or something?
It's pretty similar to last year's amount.
All right. Very good. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 52-2012.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 52-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 52-2012 is approved. The second of these annual ordinances is for ditch and drains. Again, this is the same assessment rate, Mrs. Lindner?
Yes.
Okay. It hasn't been raised for some time, I don't believe. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 53-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. To assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule transferred to herein to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing open drainage ditches within the corporate limits of the city of Sylvania for the year ending December 31st, 2012, waiving the first and second reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded in ordinance number 53-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 53-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 53-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 53-2012 is approved. The third of the ordinances is for tree maintenance, and this carries the same per front foot assessment of 35 cents per square foot, and therefore the total amount is the same, $242,912.02. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 54-2012. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. To assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein, to pay part of the cost and expense of providing for the removal and special treatment of shade trees for the purpose of controlling blight and diseases same, and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within public right-of-way of the city for the year ending December 31st, 2012, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 54-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 54-2012 is approved.
No,
that was the first one. I'm sorry.
Final
motion is approved. I got ahead of myself. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 54-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 54-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 54-2012 is approved. Thank you. Now I think we're ready to move on to 12. I was getting there too fast. 12 is to ask for council's authorization to auction some police division unneeded items on govdeals.com. Chief, why don't you give us a quick rundown of what you want to auction here?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The majority of the items listed here are old and unusable electronic equipment that we had. We're basically doing some house cleaning right now, and pretty much all the equipment here is unusable that we no longer have it used for. And right now we request council's approval to go ahead and post this on GovDeal, see if anybody else would like to have this equipment.
Never ceases to amaze me, things that we don't think anybody will use anymore, they bet on them, they want them. It'd be to fit into an old system or to fit in what they need, but we should put them out there before they get too old. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Council of the City of Sylvania grant authorization to auction police division unneeded items on govdeals.com as presented.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to offer these items on govdeals.com. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the listing of those items is approved. Going to the second page of our agenda, agenda item 13, you have in your council packets a notice from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control for the transfer of D1, D2, D3, and D4 liquor licenses from Major Magic's at 5838 Monroe Street to China One Restaurant, 5834 Monroe Street, Suite L to M. So we know that Major Magic's has been closed for some time. Chief, have you investigated this one? Do you have any issues?
Yes, we have. As always, we do a records check on all the parties involved, and the police department this time has no objections to the transfer of this liquor license.
It's right next to Major Magic's?
A couple buildings right down, yeah.
Okay. So the recommendation is not to request a local hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no hearing be requested for the transfer of the D1, D2, D3, and D6 liquor license from Major Magic's, 5838 Monroe Street, to China One Restaurant, 5834 Monroe Street, Suite Alpha M.
It's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing for this liquor transfer request. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to Agenda Item 14, Committee Reports, and we do have a number of them added. First on here is for the July 30th Committee of the Whole meeting concerning parks and forestry issues in particular. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to just give a quick report on the Committee of the Whole meeting held on July 31st. There were several things that we addressed. First, we did have a brief discussion about First Energy's plan to remove vegetation at the state line, and the neighbors were to receive notice of that in advance. But the primary focus of the meeting was to have a mid-year budget review, and Scott Smith presented the mid-year budget, and we had some discussion on that, and then to have a more formal discussion on the parks and forestry area of the budget conversation. And we did have some key discussions in that meeting, looking at the compost efficiency and cost, looking at outsourcing some areas like tree trimming and some other things, and we referred discussion of Plummer Pool and Burnham Park to a Parks and Forestry Committee meeting that was held actually prior to this. The one thing that I also think we talked about at that meeting was scheduling our next meeting, and so I thought we should probably try and get that on the books. However, with the change in the finance leadership here, I kind of looked a little direction of, I think Toby will be ready to advance that meeting, the next meeting of the Committee of the Whole. Scott, I don't know if you have any take on that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Scott, I was actually talking to.
I think we can still see, I think the next topic is going to be.
Yeah, okay. So could we maybe go ahead and get that meeting scheduled? Oh, I didn't even respond. You know, if we want to proceed until he comes back, and then I can schedule afterwards, I don't know. I didn't realize he'd walked out. I was thinking that we'd like to have this before our next September 4th meeting, if we can. So August 31st in the morning, I don't know if that's the time that will work for anybody's schedule, 8 o'clock.
I'll be out of town.
How about August 28th?
I'll be out of town that week.
Oh, the whole week?
Yeah, I'm going to Tampa that week.
Okay.
Why don't we just schedule it prior to September 4th?
I show nothing on the schedule at 7 or 6:30 or whatever you want to do.
I think that's great.
Probably 6:30, I would think.
6:30 on the 4th?
Yes, Committee of the Whole Utilities. Thank you.
Budget/utilities.
Budget/utilities. Thank you.
Added Agenda Item 14B is a report from the subsequent Parks and Forestry Committee meeting held this evening. Mrs. Capelini.
So this meeting was a result of looking at some of the Parks and Forestry budget issues a little bit more in depth. We did talk about the compost operation. Kevin gave us an extensive report on different providers that he's talked to, and weighing different options of cost and efficiencies. And he is going to bring us a recommendation for next year during our closer to our budgeting process. But he is working on that, and we do feel confident that he will take into consideration all of the different budget issues involved with that. We talked a little bit about, maybe more than a little bit, about the skid-mounted sprayer and watering our downtown plants. The skid-mounted sprayer came up because it was presented as a possible expense to buy for Parks and Forestry. We came up with the option of not watering our higher plants, as it's putting in our Parks and Forestry people at risk. So actually at the end of that, we decided we would just stop watering the the higher plants and not buy the skid-mounted sprayers. The baskets that are on the bridge are not the high ones that look really fabulous. So those, we will continue to water, and those will still look great. We talked about, very briefly, temporary workers. Kevin did say that we were down from last year, and we already were saving money. There were 6 temporary workers last year, down to 4 this year. We talked about vacant lots and saving the expense of mowing them. We need to figure out how to divest ourselves of these vacant properties. We, at that point, we needed some advice from Mr. Moan, but he was unavailable. So we will look forward to having some information on the different vacant lots and how we can proceed to either selling them or moving them out to private owners. The last thing we talked about was the pool in Burnham Park, and Sage are taking responsibility for those. We're in agreement as well as Sage are, so there's not a lot we need to do until we figure out if the levy is going to pass. And that was our meeting.
Thank you. Questions for Mrs. Cappellini? If not, let's move on to add agenda item 15C, Zoning Committee Report, Mr. Hainem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Zoning and Annexation Committee met on July 31st to address tube and facade lighting regulation, and we had a full house of all council members and a good and almost everybody from the administration, since it was before our special meeting. But it's also a topic of some interest, and we discussed 3 different approaches: a broad lighting ban, a clarification of a need for a permit like a sign, and the third alternative we discussed was expansion of the regulated architectural district to conform to something close to the commercial zoning area of the city. The committee members expressed a preference for a regulatory approach like signs with a council review component. The law director concluded that he would discuss this with the administration and report back, preferably with draft legislation, and we concluded our meeting. So we are awaiting some further guidance from our law director and administration on their recommended approach on this.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And agenda item 14D is a report of the joint committee meeting held concerning Tardif. Mr. Lutke.
Right, Mr. Mayor. A rare joint meeting, I think, between the Employee and Community Relations Committee and the Utilities and Environment Committee. It was held on August 10th. Again, a full house. All members of council were there, plus the mayor. The discussion was around specific next steps on TARDA, kind of as due diligence for a possible consideration of an up or down vote on TARDA by council in 2013. Several discussion points there, and 2 of them are recommended to council for approval action. First of all, feeling that before we moved ahead with any decision making, there needed to be a study of Sylvania's true transportation needs. We are mindful of the fact that the city of Perrysburg and Sylvania Township both have hired consultants to do that. We felt that maybe an appropriate first step for the city of Sylvania was to recommend to council that we ask Mr. Sanford to gather the data to determine what TARDA's relevance was to some key users in the city. A list was provided and discussed with council, and that Mr. Sanford then would come back and make a recommendation to council by the meeting on the 4th of September. So in a minute, I'm going to ask council to vote on approving that recommendation. In addition to that, it was recommended that council request a meeting with TARDA to discuss a customized approach to Sylvania based on the study findings. So after Mr. Sanford comes back with some recommendations, we would ask to meet with TARDA leadership. In addition to that, Mr. Hanem made some comments regarding the request in Perrysburg to TARDA related to providing paratransit service to TARDA, and he voiced, and I think most of the members of the committee agreed, that if that were done, it would be done on a cost-plus basis, that TARDA should not be giving away pieces and parts of its service to basically communities that have opted out. That was reported in the local newspaper, and I think it was pretty accurate report. That said, I would ask council to approve the recommendation that council designate Mr. Sanford to study the TARDA matter and come back for a report in September, and then consider a possible TARDA after that. That's a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded on schedule for Mr. Sanford to report to council. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I think it's appropriate, with your permission, Mr. Lupe, to talk about the inquiry that we got from our representative on the TARDA board, Mr. Ramsdell, that I emailed to all of you, and I've heard back from four of you. And Mr. Hanem even forwarded his report directly on to Mr. Ramsdell. I don't know if the remainder of you want to send a report on, which I'll be happy to forward all of them as a package on to Mr. Ramsdell. You can also meet with him if you think it's necessary, but so far everybody's been pretty much on track. The only question, it's been unanimous that any contractual service with Perrysburg should not be subsidized in any way by the other member communities. And I'm not sure that they can calculate that exactly, so there might be a little profit and there might not be. I don't think it should be a profit center, but it certainly shouldn't be a loss by any measurement. That's a fair representation of what everybody said. And again, Mr. Ramsdell does not have his TARDA board meeting until the first Thursday of September, so that's probably the 3rd, I believe. 6th, I'm sorry. He's got a little while to go on that one. But I did speak to him about it today, and open to your instructions on this. Mr. Lukey, you referred to the editorial in yesterday's Blade, which said pretty much the same thing also.
In fact, their thinly veiled reference to charging cost plus was attributed to suburban communities, which I think was us. Because I didn't read about any other communities after the same perspective, but they chose to do it in a covert way.
This is precedent setting, because I remember a few years ago Springfield Township wanted to do this, to have a line go just to Spring Meadows Mall, and it was turned down at the time. This one really can come home and affect us locally, as Mr. Hanem said in his email, that if Sylvania Township's vote is to withdraw from TARDA, then we have some real issues here locally that will affect the usability of TARDA in our community. So we don't want to do anything too crash here until we find out what's going on. All right. Thank you for that input. We have one more committee report. This one has to do with a committee meeting concerning the community website. Mr. Lukey.
Right. This will be very quick. The Employee and Community Relations Committee met on August 10th to discuss the status of our website, both from a technology standpoint and content. Mike Tansey and Laura Bigelow made a presentation, and fundamentally the challenge, I think as we discussed in an earlier meeting, was that our website lacks the ability to be compatible to digital mobile devices, which are basically smartphones. The website doesn't show up there particularly in a user-friendly way. There was some discussion about how Facebook might be used, and the city's Facebook might be used as a way to perhaps provide a fix for this in a partial way. In addition to that, Laura has made some suggestions in terms of updating the content to reflect some of the public needs that she has gotten. but I don't think any action is required by council tonight, but the committee did suggest and direct Mr. Tansey to prepare an RFP to see what it would cost to have consulting services to help us think through how to address this issue of the mobile devices. That's not an RFP that we would actually put out at this point, just to see how we might draft language to get at what we might need. That'll be then reviewed by the committee again at a future date. At some point, maybe some recommendations back to council.
Very good. Questions for Mr. Lukey? All right. That's all the committee reports that I have written down. Are there any more to be made at this time? Or committee referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none, we're on to our added agenda items to have an executive session to discuss the sale of real estate. We have lost all our community members and the press, but we still need to go through a process to go into committee of the whole executive session. Would council like to take a break before we do that?
Let's keep moving.
Okay. Therefore, I need a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session.
I move that we move into the committee of the whole executive session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Council would go into a committee of the whole executive session for the discussion of the sale of real estate. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Lukey?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Busta?
Here.
Westfall?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Capellini?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0. We are now in executive session, committee of the whole. Mr. Mo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Sanford and I have some items to bring to your attention. He's going to pass out.
The session, do we need a roll call for this?
Daniel?
Yes.
Capellini?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Busta?
Here.
Miller?
Yes.
Lukey?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0 to come out of executive session, committee of the whole. Bill, if I could just have you open the door. I know it's not locked, but just make sure nobody's out there. And as soon as we see that no one's waiting to come in, we'll go back to the open session of council. Okay, we are back into open session of council. During the executive session, we talked only about the possible sale of real estate, but there's no action to be taken at this time to sell any actual real estate. However, we do have another agenda item on our agenda, which is agenda item 17. You have in front of you, it's ordinance 55-2012. It is a proposal from the Smith Group JJR to do some additional planning for the city regarding the SOMO district property. I envision this work more specific than the visioning work they've done for us in the past. We are giving them more constraints. We have two possible purchasers of some of this property, and we're going to give them that information and see what they can do with that to make the remainder of the site work appropriately, as well as where these two possible purchasers want to buy. So this is more of a how to do it rather than a what can we do study. And Mr. Moan and Mr. Aller, your meeting last week appears to have been successful with JJR to get that across to them. Come back with a modest proposal of $10,000 to move us ahead. Now, the administration recommends the award of this contract. There's no discussion right off. Mrs. Westfall, why don't you present ordinance 55-2012?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 55-2012. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of JJR LLC to provide professional planning services for the South of Monroe SOMO redevelopment project, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $10,000, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 55-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 55-2012.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 55-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 55-2012 is approved. That brings us to the end of our scheduled agenda. If there's no additional business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, on Tuesday, September 4th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Again, that's not Monday Labor Day, it's the day after Labor Day, Tuesday, September the 4th. Thank you.